If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out. Wow! I don't know what that means. On drive time today at 4 p.m. I don't know why I've done that. Hopefully, producer Tom won't leave that in. You going to leave that in, Tom?
Yeah.
Excellent. Anyway, we kick things off today with the second round of Grealish versus Souness. Here's Graham Souness. Souness, no one really knows. Fighting back at England's Jack Grealish with White and Jordan.
I don't know what his problem is with me. He always says stuff about me. I try to read, like, not a lot of it. Obviously, it's difficult, you know, when he's on TalkSport and it's everywhere around the training ground.
I don't have a problem with Jack at all. I think Jack, as I said, is a good player. Technically, he's fantastic. You know, I've been a really good technician. It's only a small part of the game, or a part of the game. I don't believe we can be critical of the modern player. I said, you know, I was the Man United because I'm Liverpool connections. When I was having a go at Paul Pogba, it was because it was Man United. And I think I was the first one to call Pogba out as being an average player in our league. And I think I was proved 100% right at the end of the day. I'm sure if I met Jack, I'd really like Jack. I think he's a cheeky chappy. I'd like to have a night out with him as well.
Have me wrong. Grealish has responded on Twitter, saying he'd love a night out with Graham as long as Paul Pogba could join them.
I just think the modern player just doesn't take criticism very well. You listen who you want to listen to. You know, I'm on TalkSport with you guys, which I'm loving. I've been over 50 years in the game. I think I'm entitled to an opinion. I just feel, I come back to it, you know, don't be so precious. I have got I don't have a vendetta against anyone at all.
Here's Alan Brazil, Villa legend and former teammate of Grealish, Gabriel Bonhart and Super Ali McCoy, reacting to Grealish v Souness. Souness, no one really knows.
I think Jack's doing absolutely fine. Could he do more? I think he could score more goals and, you know, have more assists. However, and I said it yesterday and I keep saying it, the one person that he has to impress and who seems to be reasonably happy with him is Guardiola.
Yeah.
That's all Jack Grealish has to worry about, is doing a job that impresses Guardiola.
Graham Souness, like you know him better than me, you pair, outstanding player, won everything. So you've got so much respect for him. So
yeah,
I can't even say anything to Graham Souness because I've got so much respect for him and he seems like a good guy. But coming from knowing Jack, I know that he goes out there trying his best every week and he's got to listen to his coach, his manager. His manager says to him, you know, you play like this, you keep the ball. He's got to listen to him, Ali. He can't listen to pundits and people in the media who tell him to do something different.
To be fair, I think Graham knows he's better than what he's shown us. Graham Souness as a player, you know, he just won everything, didn't he? And he was a top pro, really looked after himself. Jack Young, maybe he feels that he could be getting a bit more out of him if he, not behaved, that's the wrong word, if he just looked after himself a bit better. But I think Jack's a flair player. I think Jack loves the ball all the time and he's gone to a club, a team now where everyone wants the ball. It's totally different to Villa. And I think when he first went to City, Jack was trying to do it simple all the time. Well, that's not his game. His game is give me the ball, let me cause chaos here in and around the box. And I think he is getting better. He should be scoring more goals because he's very, very talented. I think Graham's having a dig, but I think Graham wants me to do well.
On now to the England gaffer, Gareth Southgate, looking ahead to the clash in the Nations League with Italy tonight. It's live on TalkSport.
In it comes towards the penalty spot and it's in.
It's in from Harry Maguire.
I feel like every time we sit down, I end up having to talk to you about Harry Maguire. And I think we're agreed on what we think of Harry Maguire as a player and as a person and as an integral part of this England squad. But obviously, he's not getting minutes at the moment under Erik ten Hag. There's a confidence thing that comes along with that as well. And then you get the narrative outside of it. So how do you as a manager deal with that with Harry?
Well, I think he knows what we think of him. I don't speak with him any differently to all of the other players. You know, I try to pick up one-to-one with all of the players as we're either off camp or during the camp. We're focusing on how we play here and how we need to prepare for the game tomorrow. Yeah, he's involved in discussions exactly the same way we would with everybody else. I've not felt the need, you know, I've not seen a player that has come in. Of course, he wants to play more, but his focus is good. He knows he's got to keep training well every day and wait for his opportunity. And I'm sure when that comes with his club, he'll take it.
Just got one final question that I've got to ask you. I don't know whether you've heard the to and fro between Graham Souness and Jack Grealish today on TalkSport. Graham clarified his comments and said, look, I think he should release the ball a bit quicker. He's there to create chances for the strikers. That's his job. You've talked about other players needing to chip in and be more creative on the pitch. What do you want to see from Jack?
Well, I think he's had a difficult start to the season with a couple of injuries. So it was good to see him arriving at the far post at the weekend and getting in the box and scoring. We know that he's got great creativity. Jack's contributed well for us. You know, we're happy with how he is. We love working with him. He's a great kid to have around the camp. You know, he's playing at a top club where it's not easy to get in the team, never mind to perform well. So I'm sure he's going to find I don't know if he'll ever find the level Graham wants, but
Grealish taking it forward and slotting it into the bottom left-hand corner for number 5.
He'd like to go for a drink with him, though, is what he said. Like a night out with Jack.
we'd all like a night out with Jack. But I wouldn't mind one with Siri either, really. So
oh, yeah,
no problem.
Absolutely.
And here's the fallout from Robert Page's Wales side, losing to Belgium in the Nations League.
They could have been absolutely hammered by an irresistible Belgium in the opening 45 minutes. 2 goals down, it should have been so many more. But Kiefer Moore's header gave Wales hope and they created the better opportunities the longer the game went on. And in the build-up to the World Cup, Robert Page will have taken a good deal from the second half performance. It is finished, Belgium 2, Wales 1.
I said to them in the changing room, we've asked for this. By qualifying for the World Cup, we've asked to compete against opposition like Belgium, like Holland. And we've been in the games, Geraint, right up until the 93rd, 94th minute. So it speaks volumes about that group of players. And tactically, of course, we're going to have to make tweaks and changes. We have to respect the number 2 seed in the world, by the way. You know, and we come away from home and it's 2-1 right up to the death and we're still creating chances. So there's too many positives. I'm not going to be negative. I've said to them, it's one game now. We get a win on Sunday, we stay in the division. And if we've come from June to now, where we've qualified for the World Cup and stayed in the division, then that's a massive achievement for those players.
On to a bit of tennis. And Roger Federer has confirmed his retirement from the sport this week. He spoke to TalkSport's Sam Ellard about his relief after finally making the announcement.
Been looking forward to this since sometimes. I mean, at one point it ends for everybody. This one, thinking back probably a month ago, I was thinking this is going to be just terrible in the sense that it was going to be so emotional. Now, since the announcement, I know it's going to be happy, it's going to be good, and it's going to be exciting, you know. So I really was able to turn it around because I think it helped me a lot to writing down all those words, thanking the people, reminding myself how nice the journey has been, coaches, players. There was so much, you know, that went into a career that I think ever since I got over the line with the announcement, I think a big weight came off my shoulders. Plus, I was able to finally announce it to the world, finally announce it to all my friends, because I didn't want to tell everybody early, because I just thought the weight of that information, having to carry that around, is just not fun, to be honest, because all my friends and a lot of people get asked, how's Roger, how's his knee, when is he coming back? And then if they know, they have to lie to their close friends, and I didn't want that to happen. So the moment I told everybody, that was tough. And then once that was through, I think I realized, it's good, I'm happy to have finally told everybody.
And here's Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic with their memories of playing and sharing a dressing room with the FedEx.
What? What do you mean the FedEx?
Roger Federer, the FedEx. No, that doesn't work. Just press play.
Yeah, a bit sad, actually. I mean, I think the next few days are going to be amazing. I think it's going to be incredible atmosphere at the matches. I know what, you know, Roger and Novak and Rafa has achieved far eclipses anything that I've done, but, you know, they've been the biggest competitors that I've had, biggest rivals. I've played them in some of the, you know, the biggest tournaments, biggest matches throughout my whole career, and it's sad that this is the last time that we'll get to be together, but I think a really nice way for Roger to finish his career. I think it's going to be really, really special.
We don't get to have this kind of opportunities to spend time, quality time off the court, because normally we have our teams and families, we're on the road most of the time and we have our routine, so, you know, and we are rivals, you know, on the tour, so it would be awkward to actually go for dinners and then get to play the same tournament. Maybe have you done that?
No, never done it. I always thought it was because no one liked me.
And would you believe it, his mother, Andy Murray, saying he wants to take Alan McCoist out for dinner for his 60th birthday, but not Alan Brazil.
Two people that would absolutely love to go for dinner with you are Alan Brazil and Ali McCoist. Is Ali McCoist...
Alan Brazil would like to go for dinner with me, really. I've only heard him slagging me off on the radio. So.
Who, Alan Brazil?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. On the radio, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's not true.
Struggling.
It's Ali McCoist's 60th birthday on Saturday. Come on, proper squad and legend. Can I get a happy birthday to Ali McCoist?
Happy birthday, Ali. Hope you have a great day. And I'd love to go out for dinner with him. Maybe not this Saturday. I got plans, but yeah.
Do you know who Alan Brazil and Ali McCoist are?
No.
You need to take him. To Rangers.
Yeah, I will do. Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to cricket and the fallout from Moeen Ali's England losing the second T20 to Pakistan.
England will look back at two huge moments. Mohammad Rizwan dropped on 23 by Alex Hales, a missed stumping went on 32. And that was pretty much it. Babar Azam went past 100. Rizwan ended up 88 not out, and England, who at the halfway stage were favourites, big favourites, to win this match and go 2-0 up, but failed to take a wicket. So Pakistan, chasing down 200, have beaten England by 10 wickets.
Well, that's it, gang. Thank you for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside DB Sneaky Freak Darren Bent. Straight after us, of course, it's the big one, 7 p.m. It's Italy against England in the Nations League, presented by the superstar that is Adrian Durham. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, England. Come on, England.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.